97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Yeah, Rosenberg's album is out real late.
Pull it.
Thanks. It was weird. Waiting for like something to happen at midnight, but all that happens is it becomes available on streaming services.
When did you put an album out where something else used to happen?
No. I just mean in general, like not relative to other music, just in terms of waiting for something. You know what I mean? It was like all of a sudden it's there. It's just there.
Yeah.
It's not like an explosion happens. There's not like
right. No confetti.
No fireworks. No confetti came down.
There's no line outside the store. Is that what you're saying? What you're trying to say?
You don't pull up to the store. And
you're not at the FYE in Times Square.
But it was exciting. It was fun. It's gonna be fun. So I hope people will go stream it.
Yo, man, there's definitely you know, for people that have only really had streaming as a part of their music consumption life. People definitely gather around on the internet and like wait for things to drop.
Yeah, that's true, and that was a thing. Like watching the tweets start to roll in like right at midnight was interesting and fun.
You know what I mean?
So yeah, there is something. Like
there's
it's
something. It's
records.
It's just virtual. It's not, you know, real people. I mean, they're real people, but you know what I'm saying? It's not face to face.
Right. You don't see them.
Which just doesn't have the same impact. I think at some point in life, post-pandemic, you know, once the social media-ness wears off at whatever point, you know, people still do want that, yo, where you gonna be at? You know, remember pre-pandemic where we would, like, get together and still watch a fight?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Yep.
Might be a thing on Sunday for Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather.
Did you look at the rules for that Logan Paul Mayweather joint?
Wait, yeah. Were those rules real? Like is it no judges? Or
no winner? No winner is what threw me.
What?
What is that? You mean but there's still knockouts.
There's knockouts, but it says no winner or judges. So I guess that means there's no scorecard. And if it comes to a draw, then it's just, I mean, if it comes down, there's no knockout, then it's over.
Well, listen, I'm sure Floyd wanted to take as little chances as possible, having something bizarre happen where he gets a one on his record from Logan Dan Paul.
Yeah, or but that, you know, listen, man, you're going to get in the ring for money. So if you're betting on this fight, all you can bet on is a knockout?
I'll have to go on FanDuel and take a look.
Yeah, because it's weird. When I saw that, I was like, what is this? I don't get it, but.
Yeah, the official rules for Floyd Mayweather-Logan Paul fight. No winner or judges. KOs allowed. 8 3-minute rounds. 12-ounce gloves. No headgear. 190-pound weight limit for Paul. Yeah, because Floyd don't want to have to fight somebody 200 pounds. That's big.
And he's already big. Have you seen how much bigger he is than Floyd?
Yeah, he's really big.
So, I mean, listen, I'll tell you this, though. If Floyd doesn't win, he loses. Bad. People are going to expect Floyd Mayweather to have a very easy time with this guy.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
It's actually very high pressure when you think about it in that way.
Yeah, because your entire career, you've had this, you know, you've been this champion, and then to lose to Logan Paul. Oh,
well, everybody keeps going to Logan Paul, but
can't help it.
I mean, you can't because he's a YouTuber. But at some point, when you know people start getting knocked out by this dude, somebody already did get knocked out. No, who? That was the other Paul.
Exactly. Don't forget, this guy doesn't even have. He has less of a record than Jake Paul.
Really?
It's a different Paul.
But listen.
You're morphing them together.
He was
Man,
serious,
I can't keep up.
He was that, a serious
my name, Their name's Paul, and that's between y'all.
He was a serious athlete, and he's a big dude.
Right.
And he's in incredible shape, that's for sure.
And he trains.
And he definitely trains. Say what you want about those guys.
And even when we talked to Wiz Khalifa, who definitely trains in Muay Thai, he's like, yo, these dudes, they're in there. They're in there taking it serious.
Yeah, and Wiz is a dude who's in there training every day, too.
Taking it serious.
Yo, Wiz said he wanted a fight. That should have gotten some more traction. Wiz said he was ready for a fight.
One of our interviews get traction?
I know. Please, Ebro.
We don't pay the blogs, bro. They're not posting our content like that.
No, no. And we're not
And I don't even know if we're sending it to them. Do we send our stuff to blogs or do we just put it up on our YouTube channel?
We used to. There used to be a big email that went out. I remember the email.
Because I definitely know the owner of Baller Alert. Like, I've known her for 1,000 years. What's up, Robin? What's popping?
She posts some stuff.
And she'll always be like, just send it to me. But the real question is, do I send it to her?
Oh, that's a very big question.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Rain's supposed to happen today. Again at 11 a.m. Some light rain. The high still gets to 74. Tomorrow, sun's out. Fun's out. 89 on Saturday, 89 on Sunday. Monday's 90. I mean, all next week is either 90s or high 80s. With only really one day that it may rain, which for now, and this is obviously subject to change, Tuesday. But everything else has low rain probability. It's time to get into our shenanigans. Let's do it. Shelly and Lester. Lester.
What's good, bro?
Yo, it was tough growing up with that name, right?
Yeah, it definitely was, man. It definitely was.
Yo, man. Lester the Molester. Oh, man.
Everybody called that shit in school, bro. Everybody.
It wouldn't stop. It wouldn't stop, man.
Yeah, It wouldn't stop at all.
Yo, it builds character, though, when you got something that people make fun of. It teaches you how to laugh at yourself. Self-deprecation is key. I'm teaching my daughter Issa about it. Man, you know, along with them. Laugh along.
Why'd your parents do that, though? Is that like junior?
It builds character, you know what I'm saying?
Dang. Somebody else in your family has that name. You're a junior?
I'm a third.
Oh, man. Damn. I knew it. Three generations?
It's the only one.
You gonna do one? You gonna have one yourself?
Nah.
No four. Yeah. It's over.
It stops here.
He's like, I ain't doing that to my kid.
Lester's like, yo, man, I'm stopping this train right here, B.
It's over.
Shelly.
Yes.
What's happening?
What's good?
Man, we chilling. Where you headed right now to get money?
I'm already at work right now.
What do you do?
I work for a medical equipment company.
Okay, all right. Yeah. All right. Are you like an engineer there? You did sales?
Nah, I'm the person who processes your order and makes sure that you get your beds, your oxygen, your CPAP, your crutches, whatever you need, I got you.
Oh, plug. The plug. That's if we ever go back in the pandemic, find Shelly. She got the oxygen.
That was too much business. Too much business.
It was crazy, right?
It was crazy. It was scary. It was scary, but it kept me, you know what I'm saying, afloat during the pandemic. So
there it is. Well, listen, I firmly believe, I don't know, Rosenberg, you're a little bit more of an expert here when it comes to therapy and all of that. That like essential workers and people that were on the front line, like really dealing with the weight of this. I mean, we all had trauma just, you know, living. But people who are actually dealing and moving dead bodies and having to talk to families day in, day in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we all need to talk. We need to check on y'all.
It's a lot.
And y'all need to check in with somebody else because that's a lot.
I check in with you guys every morning.
Hopefully we're helping. We're a little therapeutic over here. Some catharsis on this side.
The craziness, I gotta love it.
There it is. So, Shelly, who do you want to represent you, me or Laura Stiles?
I love you, Ebro. I love you so much. But I gotta go with Laura.
Big butt vibes.
All right.
Heavy butt vibes.
Big butt.
All right, but listen, guys. Listen. We have a prize.
Friday.
Ooh.
Friday prize. We have tickets to see Justin Bieber. For his Justice World Tour 2022 when it comes to the Barclays Center.
Yo, next year?
Next year.
Did they do it? What's the date next year?
I don't know. 2022, okay? The Justice World Tour.
They not playing, bro. They trying to get the... Yo, they want these invoices in. These artists want these invoices turned in, these tickets sold early so they can get back to this paper.
Yeah, but that's a major concert.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. No, people like Biebs. Biebs got heat out here. 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the questions. Playing for Biebs tickets.
Question.
Let's play. Laura, never losing.
All right, here we go. Okay. Who is being rumored to host SummerSlam?
Laura.
Cardi B.
Cardi B is correct. What is Magic Johnson's real first name?
Ebro.
Laura.
It's Irvin.
Irvin Magic Johnson is correct. Who said he is unlikely to be part of Pop Smoke's
Ebro.
Second?
Laura.
Ebro.
Unlikely to be part of Pop Smoke soon.
3, 2, 1.
DMX.
Incorrect. Who said he's unlikely to be part of Pop Smoke's second album?
That would be 50 Cent.
50 Cent is correct. What U.S. metro area has the most colleges Ebro. And universities? Ebro.
Raleigh, Durham.
Incorrect. Has the most colleges and universities in it?
Boston. Say Boston.
Yeah, Boston.
Shouldn't have listened. Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
L.A. Which former UFC champion will be the next Ebro. To fight Ebro?
I know.
What's my guy's name, man? Damn. Why am I drawing a blank?
Laura.
I know. I just talked about this in flashing.
I know.
Time's up, Ebro.
Which former UFC champion will be the next to fight Jake Paul?
Tyron Woodley.
Woodley. Yo, wins. Man. I had the tie. I was like, what's his name?
Landslide.
Landslide on a Friday. Yay. Whooped me up.
Laura never loses.
Yeah.
Yo, you're going to see Justin Bieber.
Nice.
There it is. Yo, Lester, we love you. You know what I mean? Change your name. Shelly, you're going to see Justin Bieber. On the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, there was a big announcement. Tiffany Haddish is tackling the most challenging role in her career. This is history, guys. So I'll let you know what I'm talking about coming up in a flashing lights report.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Hot 97 Summer Jam. 30th anniversary, June 2nd. UBS Arena. Hold on. Sexy Red. French Montana. DeVito. Roller Brook. Cash Cobain. Bass Swag. Doja Cat. Honey Baby. Fabio Fari. 41 Kyle Rich. Jet Carter. Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow. Connie Diamond. 310 Baby. Celebrity host. Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss. EPMD. Eric B and Rakim. Method Man and Redman. Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Yo, good morning, everyone. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. It's time for the Flashing Lights Friday. Rosenberg album, go get that Real Late album, fam, bam.
That's right.
That's right.
So according to Deadline, Tiffany Haddish is going to tackle her most challenging role to date. She's been officially named as the star of a Florence Griffith Joyner, also known as FloJo, the biopic.
Wow. Okay, she's going to have a one-legged... leggings on with the what?
If with the nails.
Yo, FloJo used to go out there looking like yo. I had a big crush on FloJo when
Whenever I see pictures of her on IG, I always stop and like just stare and zoom in. I look at her nails, like her whole style. She was so fly,
different type,
different. And
extra long nails too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Long hair, while running.
Designs and all, Shawnee.
She had the SWV nails before SWV.
Facts.
Lace.
Before Coco had them. FloJo.
So dope. And, Tiffany says that she was one of her long, you know, lifelong heroes. So let's see, man. Some people feel like, they're only used to seeing Tiffany in like more, you know, like comedic roles. But so she's also going to serve as one of the film's executive producers along with Flo-Jo's husband and former coach, Al Joyner. What do you think? You think she could pull this off?
I'll be excited.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen her like that, but I have faith she could do it. I was disappointed that Tiffany didn't get the Ellen job.
Wait, what? What? I thought that was locked.
No, it's Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson doesn't excite me at all.
I know. People really like Kelly Clarkson. They really do. They say she's a really great gal.
You're saying Kelly Clarkson's a great guy?
A great gal.
I mean, listen, I know she does this. Like, Kelly Clarkson already has done daytime TV. But I don't know. I just thought this was like... I mean, listen, it doesn't have to be Ellen's job. I hope someone else considers or she wants to do a job like that. Just because I think Tiffany seems so... She has the combination of, like, really funny and super personable. Just seems like a great fit for her.
Seems like a great gal.
That's right.
No, she is really a great gal. But listen, man, it doesn't always work out, and another door opens, and now Flo-Jo. I wonder if Tiffany Haddish is going to get, like, you know, because Flo-Jo's abbed up. And I don't know if Haddish may already be abbed up, you know, legs brolic.
Super
I don't know.
Super fit. I mean, Olympic gold winner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no matter how fit Tiffany may be, and we don't know under her clothes, no matter how fit she is, she's going to have to do some work. Yeah, she's going to have to do some work.
Yeah.
Well, it's exciting, though. And it's going to be amazing for all, like, you know, the young girls and young people who've never even heard of Flo-Jo. It's just really important to keep
You going
to
find out today.
That's your Flash and Light Report. The time is 6:59, high of 77 degrees. A little rain today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
My Lakers are out of the playoffs. It's so great that I have a local team. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't it convenient
to still root for.
Right now?
You know what I mean? LeBron is done.
Damn.
No Anthony Davis. He's done, man.
I thought Davis was going to play.
You say again?
I thought Davis was going to play last night.
Well, they didn't win. So, I didn't watch. They didn't win, and it's over, La.
They lost by 13. They were down like 30 again at halftime. It was one of those deals. And Davis played 5 minutes. I don't even understand how that works.
Well, that's why Charles Barkley was calling him street clothes. Your man's – he's hurt, man. He's hurt. He's a big – yo, Davis is a big dude moving around out there on that floor like that. So,
yep.
You know what I mean? Injuries happen in the way he plays. So, it is what it is.
Welcome to – it's golf and fishing time.
Let's go. Basically, the Lakers are as good as the Celtics.
Yep.
And Jason Tatum's as good as LeBron James.
Right now, he might be better.
Damn. Hey, keep it locked. Congrats. We got plenty to go around. Coming up.
97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Man, I really want Fridays to be sunny, but sometimes you just got to wait.
It's true.
You know, you can't have everything you want, Shawnee Culture, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg, Cass One.
That's a fact.
You got to be patient. It don't happen when you want it to, but it happens on time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just like Donald Trump going to jail.
I thought you were just quoting Ja Rule, always on time.
Right.
Nope. Or was it?
But also from Queens, Donald Trump.
Queens.
You know?
New York.
He ain't always going to go to jail when we want him to.
Mm-hmm.
But when it happens, it'll be on time.
Would you heard something?
It's about time. Well, I mean, it's definitely heating up out here.
Mm.
It's definitely heating up on the criminal side. Cy Vance, the Manhattan DA, you know, they're definitely leaning in to the criminal side of potentially indicting Donald Trump.
Wow.
And, Mike Pence yesterday was quoted as saying, I've talked to the president many times since we've left office, and I don't know if we'll ever see eye to eye on January 6th. Because Mike Pence, remember, he was up there inside the Senate trying to get votes. He was inside. He knows what it felt like. Meanwhile, you have people trying to act like January 6th was just a, you know, a visit from some tourists who wanted to see Capitol Hill.
Right.
And they're currently blocking the January 6th commission. And so, you know, for everybody out there that still continues to align with the GOP and their continued disgusting politics, I have something for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Yep, and my Los Angeles Lakers.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Didn't make it out of the first round.
Damn.
Good thing my local team is still doing its thing. All right,
hit Ebro with the butt.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yo, Cass, man, you gotta have a local team, my G. You with me?
I'm leaning towards supporting Brooklyn Nets, man. I'm just, you know.
Well, here's the deal. It's important to understand.
That.
If you're not supporting the Brooklyn Nets right now, odds are the Brooklyn Nets are on your damn nerves. So you might as well come along with me, Cast One, because anybody rooting for the Nets right now, people hate them anyway.
People hate
the Brooklyn Nets. They're annoying. They do annoying things. KD's been in arguments on social media. Kyrie don't show up to work sometimes.
You know, I like Kyrie, man. We kind of look alike, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right.
Yo, that's
a doppelganger.
Yeah, I guess I never thought about that.
Yeah, we kind of look alike. So, you know,
Another reason you should take the heat with me and support the Brooklyn Nets. Because ESPN's on Rosenberg. They are the heels of the league right now.
I believe that the character Kyrie Irving is running with, it reminds me of, you remember CM Punk? He came on the show before.
That's right.
Mm. Yep.
It reminds me of CM Punk. He had a character he used to do where he was himself. In real life, CM Punk was straight edge. Didn't drink, didn't do drugs. All good stuff, right? But the way he talked about it was so self-righteous and annoying that he made himself a bad guy. To me, that's Kyrie. I agree with almost every word out of Kyrie's mouth. But his character manages to make it in this way where he's like, you people are idiots. What's wrong with you?
Yo, shout out to Kyrie, man.
So I'm enjoying it. Listen, the fact is, I'm not going to pretend like the Nets are a team of mine, but I want to be in the building at some point. I want to go have fun and enjoy this ride. We might as well.
Listen.
I'm not rooting for them after what they did to my Celtics. It was disrespectful.
But you're supportive.
But I'm supportive. And Ebro always makes this point. I love the organization. Like, they've always been truly good to us. Like, they're a good hometown organization. They show a lot more love than the Knicks. Let's keep it a buck.
Well, we've also thrashed James Dolan on this program many times.
Oh, and hit the button, by the way, on James Dolan.
Congratulations.
Damn
you
it,
played
man.
Yourself.
We couldn't even the get other out of day, segment.
The other day, Marv Albert was in the building for his last game ever.
What did Jim Dolan do, bro?
Yes, and it counts. Marv is, I would say, the most iconic play-by-play man associated with one sport, like, ever. You more associate Marv Albert with basketball than anyone, any announcer with any sport ever. He's an icon.
And he's a New York kid, right?
Yeah, New York kid who went on to be the voice of the New York Knicks. He called it when Willis Reed came out. It's Willis Reed! I mean, he was there for the championships. Him and Dolan have never gotten along ever since he was let go from MSG back in the day. They've had their issues. Marv has said things, whatever. Don't you think the way to move forward and show the league that James Dolan is no longer petty and move on would have been to honor Marv in some way at his last game?
What happened?
Nothing.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
They didn't even announce in the Garden, which, by the way, TNT made that their first game where they had announcers live in person just so Marv could be in the Garden.
Well, and I was watching it on TNT, so my assumption, you know, because TNT showcased some old clips from Marv, and they did a couple of things, so I was just assuming it got done. I didn't know that in the Garden, you didn't have any idea that
not
he was
a word.
There.
He just sat there quietly.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Knicks. Y'all should have honored Marv. I don't care what beef you had. He's 80-something years old, and he's retiring, and he's a part of the years when you guys won championships.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Knicks fans just blindly follow the abuse and stay in that damn relationship.
Yeah, man. I left to get abused by the Lakers, so you know.
But at least they gave you a ring last year.
You got a championship. You got a championship, and you showed up to the playoffs the following year.
I take that back. That's a fact.
I mean, listen, you want to give a button out, it might be for LeBron James, our guy. I love LeBron. I am no LeBron hater. I'm a LeBron fan. Love him. Ibra, why did he walk off the court last night without shaking a damn hand after the game?
I don't know, man. It's terrible. LeBron, you got to do better, man. You're a leader. You know what I'm saying? Now, they did say that he gave his jersey to one of the Nuggets players. You know, they were all in the tunnel there. But it wasn't for public display. And so people that are LeBron haters are going to use that against him. It's trending right now. Right. They're calling him, you know, the haters are calling him LeBum.
They love trending LeBum.
LeBum.
By the way, I contend that those things trend because of MAGA. I contend.
Oh, for sure. When you go through and look at all the people in there, they are not. It is mostly dudes wearing hunter dad hats and Oakleys.
Exactly. So, listen, you ain't going to catch me hating on LeBron. I love him. I think he's overall such a positive force on the game of basketball. But, yeah, come on, LeBron, you're in your late 30s, bro. You won the title last year. Just go shake everyone's hand, man.
Wait, are those Oakleys those dudes are wearing, or are those Dick's Sporting Goods fishing glasses that allow you to look in the water and see fish?
I feel like Oakley's giving them a little too much credit.
Really? I thought you had to have the Oakleys to be official.
I don't know.
Official glasses of MAGA.
No, don't say that.
Don't say that.
We don't know that. We don't know their politics.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yo, Laura, what you got today?
So this story is pretty good. I saw it on TikTok, actually, because a couple of people sent it over to me, but it also made some of the blogs. So on Memorial Day, you know, a gay couple decided to take their boat out, and, you know, it's pride. So they had the rainbow flag enjoying their time on the water. When a group of disgusting boaters, it was actually one boat, but there was like three guys and a girl on them decided to harass them. So you could see them circling their boat, yelling all kind of hateful stuff to the gay couple, giving them the finger. Like, they were just being disgusting, right? So then it all of a sudden, it switches to the guys who were harassing their boat suffered some kind of electrical issues and the boat is in flames. Wow.
Did you just say that the dudes harassing the gay couple, their boat was flaming?
Yes.
Is that what you just said?
Look who's flaming now.
Wow.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, the humor.
You know what the crazy part is? That you see them swimming towards the boat like, help, help. A part of me was like, as soon as they rolled up to the gay boat, okay, I would have gave them the butt.
Congratulations. But, you played yourself.
But the couple was graceful and sweet enough to help them get back to dry land after all that.
Wow, of course they were. Now hit them with
beautiful. Yo, that is funny, bro. Wow.
It's hilarious.
The irony of life.
Facts.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Summer Jam, 30th anniversary, June 2nd, UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Foreign, 41 Cal Rich, Jeff Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Styles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
So there was a truck in front of me yesterday, and it had all the little, like the Punisher logo and like the three eyes, you know, all the little insignias for the MAGAs and the Oath Keepers and all of those little code things on the back of the truck. The three AK-47s lined up. They have this thing at the three. I don't know what the three is about. It's something. But anyway, it's all tied into these extremist white supremacists. But it was a truck in front of me. But also hanging from the bottom of the truck was like a Benz logo wrapped around like the trailer hitch. Does anybody know what that means? Can you call and let us know? 800-22 Because I try to keep up on all the little coded racist
what is
MAGA.
It? What is it again?
It looked like a Benz logo. It was a Benz. You know, the little three, the you know, the Benz logo.
Okay, but.
But it was hanging from the bottom of the hitch of this truck. But he had all of the, you know, the Punisher sticker and the skull heads, and he had all of that stuff too.
You know what I would have done?
What?
Call the authorities.
Which authority?
That's what I do. I am the Karen of calling out the scary MAGAs. I see all the stuff. I don't trust it.
But how do you report that?
What are you calling and saying?
Yeah, you're like, excuse me.
Well, in my case, I saw someone who was wearing what looked like black military gear and had all kinds of things hanging from his belt, taking pictures. So in my case, I saw something that I thought looked weird. But I called the tip line.
The only problem is you probably...
Wait, he was taking pictures in your neighborhood. There's a lot of Jewish people that live in your neighborhood.
Correct. And he was just taking pictures of an outdoor space where mad Jewish people just sit and have brunch.
I understand what you call the tip line, though, for that.
It felt weird.
That feels crazy.
And I'll tell you this, you know, shout out to the guy I talked to on the tip line. Like, who knows what'll happen? I mean, the one thing, I was, of course, scared to call the police. You never know if you're going to get someone who agrees with them.
Right, you're going to call the police on the police?
That's by the way, that did cross my mind. It's why I hesitated. But I will say the guy I talked to definitely took it seriously. And, like, he went over it with me, and I sent a photo, and he talked all through it. He was like, wow, this guy does have a lot of stuff on his belt. What the hell is going on here? Like, he definitely talked through it. And then they said, you know, can we take your number and blah, blah, blah. I said, nah, I don't need everyone having all my information, but I just...
Yo, you call it a tip line. I never did nothing like that before.
Hey, if I see someone out there wearing the hat, the logos, the military-looking gear, taking pictures of a place where Jews eat food every day.
I feel you.
I said, no, I'm not playing around. Imagine my conscience if God forbid something
happened.
See,
I'm old school. I'd have been like, hey, man, what you taking pictures of?
Hey, call it out.
Hey, man, what you doing, man?
Yo, I felt like I was all alone. I was, like, looking out, and I was, like, looking at other people. I'm like... I'm looking around to see. I went and grabbed my coffee. I came back out, and he was gone. And I walked straight up to a place where I know there'd be security dudes there, right? It's a venue. And there were security dudes sitting outside, black dudes. So I roll right up to him, like, yo, you guys see that crazy MAGA guy? And they were like, oh, nah, what do you mean, man? And I pull out my phone. I'm like, this dude. Y'all see this dude? And they were like, yo, we did see that dude. He looked crazy. I was like, shouldn't we do something? What's going on? We got to come together, y'all.
See something, say something.
See something, say something. Yo, there's definitely people plotting out here. Hate crimes is up crazy. So, you know, listen, everybody head on a swivel. But cast one, 97 minutes commercial free. La, la, la.
That's right.
La, 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 la. Jabba, jabba. Yo, is DJ John back?
I told you. He's back-to-back vacation John. We ain't
Yo,
John
back-to-back.
Damn. I got to do this for another week?
Yeah, bro.
We got another here we go.
DJ Cass one.
Yeah.
DJ Cass one. DJ Cass
one. I need to take a nap for
DJ Cass one.
Yo, it's DJ Cash One. He comes with the legitimate Summer Jam tickets.
Now, that's a fact. It's happening August 22nd, MetLife Stadium. You can get your tickets right now before you could buy them. Courtesy of Hot 97 and, of course, The Real Juan.
The Real Juan, a.k.a. DJ Cash One. 800-223-9797.
That's right. Call right now. You can be smarter than Cash One. It is very easy. Yesterday, he got it right. Yesterday, you got one right. You was just slow on the draw.
I was impressed that you knew my middle
Me
name,
too.
Cass One. It was very good.
I impressed myself. I don't even know how I knew that.
Yeah, I don't know either. Shawnee didn't even know. And Shawnee's birthday culture.
That's fact.
Yeah,
that's
but he don't know people's names.
I'm not middle name culture. Yeah. Birthday culture. you born July 23rd. I do know that. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
You'll know your birthday, damn it.
All right, that's so we got Summer Jams.
Summer Jams right now, August 22nd. It goes down, MetLife Stadium. You could be in the building. You just got to answer Laura's question super duper fast when you get on the line. Also, make sure you get out there and get that Real Late Rosenberg album right now on Apple Music. Just go add it to your library. Something to ride to. Something to check some rhymes to. You know what I mean? Some serious music out there. We're going to play something from it, too. We gotta get to something. We got to get to that Snake Eyes right after this, man.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
We got Amy on the line.
Amy, good morning.
Amy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Where are you headed this morning to get money? Where are you going?
I'm just going to hang out with my girl.
Nice. Day off?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, every day's a day off. Why are you asking me if I'm working? I'm just hanging out with my people. Hanging out with my people then. Well, we got some Summer Jams for you. Answer this question super fast from Laura Stiles.
All right. Okay. Can you tell us what artist recently officially changed his name to Love?
Oh, God.
His name is Sean.
Know.
His real name is Sean.
Oh, here's a hint. He's changed his name many times before.
Mm-hmm. He's also been named Diddy, too.
Wait, what?
Oh, Puff Daddy.
All right.
Yo, she went with the OG name.
Yes.
That wasn't even an alley-oop. You just put the ball in the basket for
Honestly, her. She gets extra points for the OG name.
Yeah, she went with Puff Daddy, man.
Cast one.
Because Ebro already said Diddy. That's why, but go ahead.
When?
Made it really easy for me.
When is Diddy's birthday?
Ooh. Shawnee knows.
Shawnee, you want to answer this one for me?
Come on.
Now you got that. You the original.
Shawnee, you probably do know too, right?
Guess,
Shawnee.
You want me to? No, go ahead.
Yeah,
Cass.
You're the birthday guy.
Shawnee, don't worry. Cass already got it wrong. We just want to hear you guess.
I don't know the answer.
It's the same day as Laura Stiles, I bet.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I'm like, November 4th?
Yeah, he's a Scorpio. Yeah, that's right. Wow.
You took too long, but yes, it's November 4th, 1969.
I'm amazed you guys know that.
I'm like, wait, November 4th.
It just popped in my head right now.
I'm like, but that's Laura Stiles' birthday.
Wait, I think him and Laura Stiles got the same birthday.
Right.
What's his lady's name? What's his lady's name?
Amy.
Amy.
Yes.
Summer Jam.
You're going to Summer Jam.
Yay.
You're in the building.
Thanks,
Amy.
Guys.
You will be with all of us partying. I'm back outside. The post-pandemic Summer Jammy is happening.
Oh, I can't wait. Thanks, guys.
Hang on. We're going to get your information. Make sure you're laced up. You know what I mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Cast one. 97 minutes commercial free. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Speaking of Diddy, him and one of the city girls turned social media upside down with a photo. I'll give you details on this story coming up. Flashing lights.
Wah, 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 wah. Huh?
June 2nd, UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jeff Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights, and Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Let's go, Laura Stiles, flashing lights. Let's do it.
All right, guys. So a photo yesterday popped up all over social media. Now, a bunch of celebrities were in Atlanta on Wednesday night to celebrate Quality Control CEO Pete Thomas's birthday. So Gucci, Lil Yachty, Jermaine Dupri, Diddy, a bunch of famous people there for the. It was a really extravagant affair.
Okay,
black tie and everything. But, yo, Twitter went crazy because there was a picture of Diddy and one of the city girls, Young Miami. They were dressed, you know, in tux and full gown, but they were holding hands.
I saw
and,
that.
And in the photo, the caption was like, it's a whole lot of money in this MF. But people were like, wait a second. Is this something going on between these two? So I don't know. It could be just a picture. But the holding hands part was a little weird, right?
I'll tell you this. If I was in a relationship or not even in a relationship, I doubt I would post a picture holding hands with a person who I was not romantic with.
I know. It's weird.
It is a little weird. Well, what else is going on today, Laura Stiles?
Okay, guys. Today, Rosenberg, his Real Late album is finally out. We're so proud of you, Rosenberg.
Aw, thank you.
I know. You've been working really hard.
Yo, Rosenberg, I care so much about your album. I made a special post.
You put, no.
Yep.
What's
an actual post?
I made an actual post, and what I did was I screen recorded the way the words scroll on Apple Music when you're playing a song. And then that way, when you see it, you could see, like, because the Snake Eyes record's one of my favorite records on there. Jim Jones talking crazy. Ghostface Killah talking crazy. Shout out to Crime Apple. It was great. And we'll get into why I love the Jim Jones record even more here in a second. But I made a special post, man.
Wow. This is a big deal. The Ebro Times? This is a big readership on the Ebro Times.
Talk
I mean,
to
listen,
heavy
I made
engagement.
I made a little post for you too, Rosenberg, because I love you. But I didn't do all the fancy Apple like lyric stuff like Ebro.
Well, no, it's not lyrics. You'll see. You'll see what I'm talking about. You may not, you know, if
Laura,
you don't use Apple Music like that, you may never even notice.
Laura, listen, I appreciate a post on the Ebro Times or El Tiempo. De la Laura, just
El
as much.
Tiempo de la Laura.
El Tiempo de la Laura is a big paper too. Okay?
All right, no, but listen, tell us about this Jim Jones line where he's talking about the time he almost smacked you up. What is happening?
Yeah, I will say I didn't expect that to be the way he started his verse. The direct bar, I believe, is ask Rosenberg about our very first encounter. He was talking slick-ish. It could have been his worst encounter.
Oh.
And I think he is talking about, I'm sure Ebro remembers this, way back in the day when I had just started up here, and I was doing, Sife and I were on Saturday mornings at like 5 a.m.
Loose.
So I'm thinking, 5 a.m.? No one listens.
Now, let me talk greasy behind rappers' backs that I'm actually afraid of.
Wait, wow. well, hold on. You make it sound so nasty, but it was really just like, let me give loose opinions like I always did when I was in Maryland. But let me tell you about Hot 97. Not Maryland, my guy. And, I didn't realize that 5 a.m. was a.k.a. the time that rappers are most likely to be listening to the radio. So Jones heard it, and he called up, and he was not pleased. And he made that very clear, and I changed my behavior right away. I got in line. I said, you know what, Capo? You're the Capo of this town. And we've had a good relationship ever since. He's always been great to me. And I'll be honest, he bodied that record. And Ebro, you would agree, we're getting this in the midst of Jones maybe having his best rap run.
Jim Jones is at his best rap level right now.
He really is. Like he, I don't know what started clicking. He was always a good rapper, but
hours, man, hours in the gym.
It's that 10,000 hours business.
You gotta put.
And now is. And by the way, I was proud to say that that record, Snake Eyes, it's Ghostface, Crime Apple, and Jim Jones. First time Ghost and Jones have ever been on a record together.
Well, that's the one I posted on the Ebro Times. I'd also like to say that where hip hop is right now, especially with, you know, underground rap, there's a lot of beats being cooked up that I think fit Jones's texture of voice and rhyme style and presence. You know, a lot of times it takes artists time to find any artist, any singer. Like, all singers don't sound good on every type of, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with rappers. And I don't think a lot of artists who rap understand that there's certain things that just don't fit their aesthetic. Jim has also been doing great work, you know, the Harry Fraud project, being on this project.
Not
you
to mention
I mean?
His Quarantine Studios technology is free. I got to experience that firsthand. His Quarantine Studios, which people don't know, he like literally created a technology to be able to record with people live time in different locations. Yo, it's really crazy. It's really game changing what he came up with.
And I'm surprised more people aren't using it. I feel like they're hating on Jim Jones.
I just don't
I feel like the reason more people ain't using it is because they don't want him to get props for it.
They just got it. Like, people just have to experience it. I didn't even understand it. And then he's like, yo, send me your information. Like, I forget. And he reached out to me at my email address. He sends me the link. And I got to sit in the studio with him while he recorded and talk ish with him and do it from my bedroom. You know how annoying it is to have to wait for rappers when they start recording at 1 a.m.? So, and also, you know what it is, Ebro? I think we live in an era now where Jones doesn't have to worry about trying to score a hit with every record. He can just make good music because that's the beauty of streaming services, right?
There it is.
You just make your joints.
You make your joints. You keep pumping stuff into the ecosystem. Your engagement is there with your fans. People keep listening. That's what it's all about.
God, we keep talking about the song. It makes me want to hear it.
Let's play it right now.
Yo, it's a great idea.
Let's
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
He's lying, saying people are calling him the Underground Khaled. Rosenberg, he's got an album.
We pressed music.
We depressed.
Another one.
No.
We depressed.
Another one.
Say that.
Amazing.
Yeah, I stole it from someone on Twitter.
Our very own Rosenberg has dropped an album today. Real Late is out everywhere. Go stream it. We're so proud of you, Rosenberg. You've been working on this for so long. It's been a lifelong dream of yours.
I'm so grateful. Listen, I'm so grateful for this job because think about it like this. There's no world in which I'm putting out an album without having had the last 13 years on the radio for at Hot 97 to build the relationships and have an idea. Listen, I work at a place with the guy. Funk Flex is one of the originators of doing the album, right? It started all the way back. Marley Marl, Mr. Magic did an album. But I've just been super fortunate. And, Laura, I'm not going to lie. I started having the feeling that people were going to really receive it pretty well. And it feels that way. People seem to really... Yo, Ebro, lo and behold, people love good hip-hop music. They do.
You don't say.
They like the raps and the beats. They enjoy. If you put it together with a little bit of care and actually make it a cohesive project, people seem to really enjoy it.
Listen, I don't think I've gotten enough props. Let's make this about me for my special post that I put up on the Ebro Times.
Yo, let me go look at this post. I haven't even looked at your post
yet. It's got motion. You know what I mean? It's got motion graphics.
Yo, by the way, shout out to your friends and your squad at Apple Music. Got a nice little feature there. Laura, they got me in a little sexy model picture looking off in the distance as they have a feature about the Real Late album. So shouts to Apple Music.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is dope, Rosenberg. You got Method Man on here, Raekwon. You have legends. And then you have, you introduced me to Vel the Wonder. She's fire.
She really is something else. She's fire. She does the intro. It's crazy.
You got West Side Gun.
West Side Gun came through. Yo, the legend Rock Marcy came through.
Rock Marcy.
So it's really, it did turn into a little who's who. And I was worried that, I really wanted a West Side Gun feature. I didn't want to, chase him and beg him, but I really wanted him to be on there. And one day, out of the blue, he just sends me a file. I hit him back. I'm like, yo, what's this? He's like, it's your next single. I was like, I can't do his Buffalo accent. This right here is Eric. This is Eric.
Eric.
He sent me the Stain record. So, listen, what I hope is, if you put enough good songs with good artists next to each other, all of them benefit from being on the same project. Because people will keep listening and they'll get to hear all these different artists and everyone can gain some fans. And I can get to be a part of something classic, get that rap Grammy nomination next year. That's what I'm putting out here.
What?
That's what I want.
What?
I want
Grammy nom Berg.
I want Grammy nom. And I believe it will legitimately be in the top 5 rap albums of the year. And it'll be legitimately positioned to be there. It's going to be a busy category because Cole's already got one.
You got
one.
Cole, potential Kendrick, Drake. I heard rumors that there might be another Cole.
What?
Well, okay, well, we can't nominate you twice, my guy. Come on.
But I'm just saying. You know what I mean? He's flooding the market. And you still got Nicki Minaj cooking.
Wait, is she dropping this year?
She's cooking.
I think she is.
She's cooking.
Rosenberg, listen, even if you get a nomination, it's fire.
Just this conversation where you associated yourself with the Grammy.
I know.
That's good enough.
How do I do this? How do I start a campaign to get this to happen, though?
I have no idea. I do have an idea. I'll hit some people with the Grammys. You just got to put it on their radar. You got to get it on their radar. Got to get it on the people who vote in hip-hop radar.
I would love that help because last year, listen, I wouldn't have ever believed it was possible until Freddie Gibbs and Alchemist got nominated. But Freddie Gibbs and Alchemist got nominated last year for an underground hip-hop album.
The people in the Grammys that work inside the hip-hop, I don't know what it's called, are hip-hop heads. You know, my man Jerry Wonder is like the head of the, maybe the New York chapter, or the Jersey chapter or something.
So what
like
you're
that.
Saying is I should reach out to Jerry today.
Jerry. You know, there's a lot of people you can hit. But we'll work on that. But let's get back to my motion graphics on my post.
Yo, no, I wanted to get back to the album. Distracted.
Yo, man, when you get
I can't believe. Yo, because Laura tried. Yo, first of all, Laura woke up at 4:55 a.m. posting about this album.
I love you, Laura.
I woke up and I was like, these albums out. I posted it.
By the way, Ebro, I see no motion.
You got to give it a second. It starts moving.
All that's moving is the song title across the bottom.
Exactly. Motion graphics, baby.
Yo, that is so trash. I really thought it was going to be like something happening here. It's just saying Snake Eyes featuring Ghostface Killah.
Yo, I outdid Laura. My post way better, man. Hey, Laura, stop saying you're proud of Rosenberg. This is what he's supposed to be doing.
What do you mean? This is something he's been dreaming about forever.
Yeah, so dreaming sleep. Because he was sleeping. He took too goddamn long.
He
was sleeping.
I love how both of you could not be any more in line with your characters this morning. I mean, Laura, sweet and proud. Ebro going, that's what you're supposed to do. I raised my kids. That's what Ebro's treating me like.
Yeah, come on, man.
Supposed to put out an album.
Wait. Out of all the artists that you reached out to, was there any moment where you're like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to get one back, or somebody who was just we'll see, and then all of a sudden you got
Ghostface,
an email?
Ghostface, I had so given up on it that when he sent me back, when I got the random text from my man Sean Wiggs, who listens a lot to the program, Theodore Unit, what up? When Sean Wiggs hit me with the, yo, what's your email, out of the blue, I was like, what? And I went and listened to Snake Eyes, what became Snake Eyes, and I was like, I don't even remember whose beat this is. I don't even remember sending this. Ghost just did it. It was the week he did it. The week he was preparing for Verses with Raekwon.
Wow.
And it just came out of the blue. And so that one was, and then they were like, yo, it's 14 bars. We're going to get you the other two. I was like, you know what? I know I'm not going to get the other two bars. Don't worry about it. We're going to make it work with 14. And then it all came together. But that was really the only super. That and the West Side Gun kind of came out of nowhere. Everyone else, man. Yo, Meth was quick. Styles P might be the fastest rapper in the game.
He's ready to work at all time.
What? And he bodied it. Styles P really bodied it. And shout out to Ransom, too, from Jersey. He bodied it, too. He's on the Lloyd Banks album, which came out last night as well. Shouts to Lloyd Banks. Got a new project.
Oh man, I've been trying to find Lloyd Banks, man.
I talked to him yesterday. Let's get him on the show next week.
I've been trying to find him all week. I hit people like, yo, you got contact on Lloyd Banks, because I was trying to get him up to the time because I couldn't find his pre-ad in Apple Music so that people could go get it early.
Oh, you should have told me, man. I would have talked to Banks. We talked last night. We had a little congratulatory back and forth because we were both dropping last night.
Yo, that formaldehyde with Benny the Butcher's crazy. He got Rock Marcy on there, Styles P.
Listen, if you're a real hip-hop head today, between my project and Banks' project, you got some stuff to drive to today. So I'm very grateful. Thank you, Laura and Ebro, in your own way, for the supportive words and for everyone who's
yo, I'm looking at Lloyd Banks' track listing. Yo, Lloyd Banks, I think Rosenberg bit off you, son. Did he see your track listing early?
Hold on, I haven't seen it yet. Hold on, I'm about to go look.
Rock Marcy, Benny the Butcher, Styles P, Ransom.
Wow, we do have three features in common.
Or maybe Lloyd Banks was biting Rosenberg.
Whoa!
Stop.
Yo,
stop.
Let's talk about it.
Stop it.
Y'all go listen to the albums and I need to know. Hit me back.
Shouts to Banks and shouts to Styles P. We should play that Styles P. I love that.
Yeah,
record.
Man. A lot of good music out.
Let's get to that.
The best 97 minutes of your morning.
Commercial free.
It's Ebro in the morning with Laurel Styles and my boy Rosenberg.
Wake up.
Hot 97.
Hot 97 Summer Jam. 30th anniversary, June 2nd. UBS Arena. Hold on. Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jeff Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex Drinks on the Set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. Your destination for love and light and clarity. You know how we do the squad unites.
Listen, I got shrooms and peyote, man. The shaman's here. What you need?
Energy.
Shani, burn some sage over Ebro's way, please.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Clouding the room with his mushroom talk.
Rosenberg, who is in need of our help?
I mean, don't knock the shaman's peyote. Sometimes you need that to get to a higher level. You know what I mean?
Yeah, throw me a mushroom, fam.
That's how he's on a higher level. You know what I'm saying? All right, theguru.laura@gmail.com. That's how you email us, theguru.laura@gmail. Hey, y'all. Love the show. I'm originally from NY, but I'm in Florida, so I listen to the podcast every day.
Thank you.
Rosenberg, I feel your pain as a Celtics fan right now. And whenever you're at the Tropicana Stadium, make sure you check out the Green Bench Brewery. We're black-owned and right across the street.
Yo, shout out to the Green Bench Brewery.
By the way, if you hadn't said black-owned, Ebro would have been like, shut up with your plugs.
Back door.
But I'll try to check that out next time I'm down there, man. In Tampa, I work at the brewery as a bartender, and I always thought one of the brewers was really cute. Mm. One night, I got off work early, and we ended up having drinks together. And we really spent some one-on-one time together and hit it off. We drank so much, and I couldn't drive home. Mm. So I ended up at his place, and we kind of hooked up.
Kind of.
You don't kind of hook up.
Third base.
The next morning was
penetration.
For the record, third base cannot be called kinda. That is the most inappropriate kinda of all time.
Grown-ups don't even do third base. How about that?
Well, I'm trying to figure out. I don't even remember what third base is, but it's not
me
a home
either.
Run.
But once kinda you're at, once you're past run? Second base, nah, but and you're a grown-up, most people just having sex.
Well, no, but third base, in the older version of third base does include some things that people will do and then be like, but I can't have sex.
Third base is a thing. Minus the home run, right?
Focus.
Bro, if you get to third base, y'all coming back for more if you didn't have sex.
Now, that's fact. I agree with that, too. The next morning was chill. We got breakfast, but I nervously told him not to tell his boss about us because his boss is basically a mentor to me. But at the same time, him and his boss are also best friends, diehard friends. Hit me with the button. He was cool with it, but then a couple days later, he texted me saying, let's just be friends to not make things awkward at work.
Okay.
I was fine with it. The next weekend, though, Ebro's already proven right. The next weekend, though, we hung out as friends with another coworker.
Get out of here.
And he started and he started to get a little touchy-feely after a few drinks.
Wait, the other coworker?
No, I think she means her guy.
Okay.
So we left together to another bar and then ended up at his place again. Mm-hmm. The next morning, I kind of dodged the whole what are we question, and we literally spent the whole day together, and he kissed me goodnight when I left.
Home run.
We're still friends, but whenever I see him at work and socially, I can feel his eyes on me and the chemistry between us. I don't know. I can't force him to give us a chance, but I'm curious to see what could happen with us. I'm also mature enough to be cool as friends at work if things don't work out. We also barely interact at work. I only see him when he's leaving and I'm clocking in. What should I do?
You should... He just wants to have sex with you. He just wants to have sex with you. That's why he said, let's be friends. Listen to what he's saying. We're dudes, right? They said, listen to what we're saying and not what we're doing. We're going to make you maybe feel like you're in a relationship, but we really just want to smash and dash sometimes.
And then let me tell you something. Those workplace relationships are nothing but trouble. All right? It gets weird. And you're saying you're mature enough, but when feelings are involved, things start, you know, getting a little strange.
I'm going to just say this.
Sounds like a mess.
The fact that you're emailing us about a workplace relationship means you're an overthinker. And in situations like this, you can't overthink. You can't overanalyze. Either you're going to do it or you ain't going to do it. Ain't no mushy middle. And I would advise you not to do it because exactly. You're an overthinker.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah, I think you should chill out, man. I think, like, look, that was fun. Just let it go because, you know, you guys both work in the same place and things can get really messy. Yeah.
So, I'm not going to agree with Laura that it's, quote, nothing but trouble, because sometimes as adults, that is where people want to talk about this. But sometimes that's where adults meet people, is at work, because they may not have like great social lives and they meet people.
And
but
it's been weird for a year and a half, right?
But anyway. I'm going to defer to Shawnee here, which is that if this dude really wanted it, he wouldn't have hit you with the "we can't" and waited till he got drunk.
Right.
That means he wants, he's not interested in a full relationship, right. But then he can't resist when he sees you.
Right.
So he just wants to slut it out, bro.
Yeah, listen to what
he's
saying.
Like, don't try to listen. If you're gonna do this, it's on some slut it out. You know what I'm saying? It's splash and dash.
Right.
Because if he really wanted it to be more, I think he would have tried to find a way to make it work, not right away texted you and said, "Let's be friends."
And more at the workplace is bad.
That's
all of it at the workplace is bad.
Right. Mixing it with it's gonna be you're gonna end up being all
sloppy. I was just reiterating it, Laura, because Rosenberg kept bringing up if he wanted more. Don't sell her that dream, Rosenberg.
Nah, man. It's just, it's all bad news.
Somebody's going to lose their job, and it's going to be you because the boss is his boy.
I think it's a combination of everything. You know what I mean? I don't think it's a good idea, but I think also he just wants to have a little fun, and you have to make sure your head is right. Like, enjoy it for what it was. You said you had a good time. Now it's your job to kind of step away from the situation.
He didn't know if he was going to be or clingy after the first one, so he put the barrier out. You was able to be cool, so he like, oh, so I could just have fun here and she gets the game. But you over here overthinking it, as Ebro said, and think maybe this could be a relationship.
Right.
Wrap this up, helped. Laura Stiles. You got it.
Overthinker. Yeah, I hope that helped, overthinker. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness, no weakness.
Bro, it's Laura. It's Rosenberg. Our guy Anthony Mandler is on the program. His film Monster. Make sure you go check it. It's on Netflix. Mandler, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, man. It's great to see you guys. Thanks for having me. It's been
Listen, the resume. Yeah, man. I haven't seen you in a while. The resume for the audience. Go check it. Music videos and movies. But this Monster film you told me about many years ago, you were very excited. It showed at Sundance in 2018. My first question is, why did it take so long for it to get to, you know, streaming services and things like that?
You know, I think there's a lot of reasons. One, the world's changed immensely in the last 2 years. And the way that distributors look at films and look at their commerciality and look how big the audience is completely shifted. We sold the movie to another distributor. We got into a scenario with them. It didn't really pan out the way we wanted it to. And we got the movie back and Netflix stepped up and has proven to be an absolutely incredible partner for us. And there couldn't be a better time, you know? So although the movie was made a couple of years ago, it feels more relevant than ever, you know? And that's what the audience has been saying and how the world's embraced it.
Well, you were like, we talked so much about this film when you had just first completed it. And you were just like, yo, we got to talk about this because there's so many youth out here that are, you know, wrong place, wrong time, live in a neighborhood where they're automatically getting profiled and swept up. What do they call it now where they give you, enhancements. They give you enhancements like if you're potentially affiliated with a gang now. And I know young people out here live on a block. And, you know, get in trouble because their cops are on a block and their buddy gets into something and they're given gang enhancements or put on a gang list. This movie Monster kind of delves into that with the main character.
Yeah, I think we understand that the justice system has been, laws have been written in a way to capture the largest sort of audience in a sense. They've created things like the felony accessory law, which is great when you're trying to take down MS-13, you know, and you have one body and one gun and you want the 10 guys or 10 people that were part of it. But what it does is it starts to allow the police and the justice system in general to profile a much larger swath of people just by association. It's very dangerous. And in our court of law, we know that the laws are written on white paper and black ink, and really life is generally what's happening in between. And I think with Monster, the nuance of the grays is really where we want to be. You know, I wanted to tell a story that was layered and more complicated than just people pointing fingers at one another and people ratting one another and people claiming they were innocent or not. I wanted to really get into the details of it. And that meant sort of taking people through it slowly. You know, the book written by Walter Dean Myers was written in 99. It still exists as one of the most important books written for youth. It's read in New York State schools. A mandatory reading, you know, and so the pedigree of what the underlying material was something that I had to build on and use with honor. You know, it's an incredible piece of material.
How important was it, and how did you go about getting Jeffrey Wright involved? Because the cast does a great job, but having someone like him kind of instantly lends credibility to the viewer when you're watching.
Yeah, you know, like actually the music video background played out well because I made a phone call to Jennifer Hudson and she just jumped on and called A$AP Rocky and he jumped in. And then it was about putting the pieces together. You know, John David Washington hadn't really done a movie. He was on Ballers at that point. This is pre-Klansman. And so that was an easier process because it was new to him. So we were working towards Jeffrey, right? So Jeffrey wasn't going to jump in until he felt like the audience and the cast was there. Tawny Lee Lewis, who's one of the producers of the movie and who really sort of, you know, and her partner Nikki Silver, who controlled the rights for 15 years, had a great relationship with Jeffrey, and they sort of teed it up and I did my thing. But, you know, he's cautious and he waits and he wants to be part of important things. And so him coming in really was a markup, you know, and really brought our cast to another level.
You've been in and around. I mean, you're from LA, you're married to a woman from Brooklyn, you're a hip hop head, you came up in this like all of us have, doing film and music directing and things like that. This story though, I'm sure, you know, we've all seen it firsthand, but how important was this, like when you got to a level of showing it at Sundance and these other things where you bring a new audience in that maybe A, doesn't understand how complicated these stories are. B, maybe hasn't been exposed to the book at all. What was some of the original feedback you were getting from people who, you know, are outside of our culture?
It's interesting how people's understanding of these nuances of these stories has changed. I think in 2018, there was an ingrained audience and people were open, but I think you also saw certain reviews where people didn't understand why we were spending so much time doing things, and that for them, not enough drama was covered. You know, so at sometimes you hear people say, you know, not what happens in this movie. You sort of, you know, it goes backwards. I don't understand. But if you really look at like the beats along the way and building this sort of case from the inside out, it's important to spend time on it. I think too often we're given like movie of the weeks that are just 1 hour fast or the typical sort of narratives. I think today in the post sort of Black Lives Matter, George Floyd sort of era, where you now have a global audience that's paying attention to cause, paying attention to details, paying attention and nuance to trials, everything's changed. I mean, this movie has charted in every major country in the world. I was in Mexico City 2 weeks ago. It was number 3. My friends in France said it was number 2. It is awoken and played to a global audience in a way that it would not have in 2018.
And is it because of, and you're saying it's because of these other things that basically woke up mainstream society a little bit to the fact that there's a problem with how we go about finding justice or, you know, applying laws.
I think it's like the crossroads of a perfect moment. You know, movies like Fruitvale Station or When You See Us, like they're ones out there that are sort of connected with people. But this is connecting at a very large level, and I think it's in reflection of what's happened in the last 18 months that there's right. A global audience that's paying attention. Not that people didn't care, but maybe when they're on Netflix, they're choosing, you know, X Chris Pratt movie instead of watching this story about a Black kid who gets tried for murder. Now people want to understand and see the story. I think it's bigger than just sort of, let's say, you know, a Black audience at this point, which is really important, because if we're going to make change in our system, if we're going to make change in the way we look and talk and judge and think about the people around us, we have to have more than just the people affected supporting something.
Tell us about Kelvin Harrison Jr. and what you saw in him that made you feel like he's perfect to lead this movie.
Okay, so Kelvin has obviously taken on you know, such an incredible rise in the last 3 years. And this was his first starring film. And, you know, when I started auditioning young actors, I realized that there was not the depth that I wanted, because there's not material that helps young Black actors sort of evolve, at least in 2017. We don't have, you know, a huge Broadway scene for them. There isn't a ton of independent movies made. You know, if you were going to go to London and make a movie about a 17-year-old British kid, you'd have a line around the corner of like high caliber actors. And Kelvin, you know, was raised in a family of musicians. They're world-class jazz players. That's what he was set to do. And he has it like a sensitivity and a depth that I didn't see in anybody else. You know, most of the kids I saw were either comedians or musicians, or they sort of come from, you know, pop culture. But I wanted this sort of like nuanced passion and curiosity and insightfulness, but also this ability to sort of process fear and pain in a way that he was not. He's just less street, you know. I didn't want to. It's too easy, especially when you're playing opposite Rocky. Once we cast Rocky, it set the bar and sort of where I needed Steve Harmon. You know, he had to sit in a perfect lane. And Kelvin is just an incredibly gifted actor. You know, he's from the South. I brought him to New York a couple weeks early. He actually prepped with Tanya Lee Lewis's kids, Spice Kids. He spent, you know, about a month with them, sort of with their friends, you know, just getting the feel of what New York is like, because it's unlike anywhere else. And the way kids hold themselves and the way they sort of posture is totally different. And I'm so proud of the performance and who he's become as an actor. He's an incredibly gifted actor who is going to be around a long time.
Yeah, he was crushing it in Godfather of Harlem, too. Yeah. I mean, he's crushed it in a lot of things, but I think he was in Trial of Chicago 7, too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And Godfather of Harlem. But, yeah, no, he's promising career ahead, man, for sure. Anthony, what's on the table now, man? So the Monster got across the line. You know, you collab on a lot. Are you still in the music video game, or is it mostly focused on movies now?
I mean, there's only one or two calls that bring me back in the music video game. You know which ones those are, but pretty much the last 5 years.
Riri, has that phone rang? Oh, shit.
I don't want to. I'm not saying nothing, but I listen. You, I know Ebro, by the way, just to divert for a second. Hove used to call me and say, get on a plane. I got to play a single for you. And I come to the studio and there'd be four people in a dark corner. And it was always, and I was always like, why is the radio guy here? Why is Ebro here? And then you learn very quickly on what that inner sanctum was in 2007, 8, 9, 10, and beyond. Yeah. But we have a lot of fond memories from those times and those records way before they came out. I'm actually just about finished with my next film. It's called Surrounded. It's with MGM Studios. It's starring Letitia Wright and Jamie Bell and Michael K. Williams. It's a it takes place in 1870. It's a Western loosely based on the Cathay Williams story. So it's about a woman hiding as a man in the Old West. And it tracks about 30 hours in their life during a stagecoach robbery. And it's a wild ride. And it should be out later this year. So funny enough, potentially two movies in the same year, but I'm right at the end of it. And it's been a crazy time. I made a movie during COVID, you know, big Hollywood studio movie during COVID. It was not easy, but I got a chance to work with Letitia Wright and she's just another one. I mean, she's, you know, and about to step back in and to a very big movie we all know about and what a journey she's been on. And it was a real honor. And also Michael Kay, who I worked with, I used to do the photos for The Wire 20 years ago. And so Michael and I have been friends forever. And it was just an honor to sort of get on set with him, because that's just like such a legend, you know.
Yo, Anthony, it's great to see you, sir. We're looking forward to Surrounded. Make sure everybody goes and checks out Monster, which is on Netflix right now. This is our brother. He does great work, important work. And it's good to see you, man. You're leaning into the direct. You're like taking shape. Like you've become a movie director too. The hat,
you can see it.
The glass. You know what I mean? The glasses was always there. Yo, yeah. I don't know where his hair game is at, but Anthony Mantle.
I'm good. I still got it.
You still got some.
I still got it.
I mean, he had the part. He had the part early.
Yeah. Early.
With the slick, with the beard. You know what I'm saying?
Early. Yeah, early. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you, bro. It's been a long time. It's always nice to connect the dots and you utilize our platforms to tell more elevated stories. I you know, that was always the aspiration, even when I was, you know, run this town with Jay Ree and Ye and DOA and things like that. We're always about telling stories and creating characters, you know, and helping evolve artists to sort of go open doors. So this has always been the path, and I'm honored to sort of stay in the same lane and do new things, you know.
Well, take care of that beautiful family too, sir. You have a beautiful family. We love you over here, man.
Thanks, man. Love to you guys as well. All right.
All right, man. Take care.
Yeah.
There it is. Anthony Mandler, ladies and gentlemen.
Step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight.